I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. The 355, when a top secret weapon falls into mercenary hands, a wild-card CIA agent joins forces with three international agents on a lethal mission to retrieve it while trying to stay a step ahead of a mysterious woman who's tracking their every move. This is an all-female team of agents with an all-star cast, with Jessica Chastain, Penelope Cruz, and Lupita Nyong'o, for starters.
And you've also got Sebastian Stan in a supporting role. Again, this is a female power movie. This is really Jessica Chastain's baby. She's been trying to get this made for a long time. She put her heart and soul into the production. In fact, she actually even got pretty seriously injured on the set, kind of walked it off, and of course the press loved that. You've got a lot of Oscar caliber actors in here, and I think that's a good and bad thing. We've talked before about other movies, sometimes there's a management problem.
And I was going to ask you about that, trying to give everybody their moment in the sun.
Yeah, but the other thing is in terms of audience expectations. You know, you expect all these dramatic actors who've got these accolades coming in, but this is a popcorn, fun, James Bond born kind of movie. In fact, the villain, the whole plot is basically they're trying to find this data key that can do things like bring down planes or break into banks. I mean, that's kind of old news in the spy world. The point is just sort of to reinvent this genre, the sort of popcorn spy film with women.
Jessica Chastain's character even talks about it, that it's not a Cold War anymore. It's a cybersecurity type war. So trying to update that whole thing.
Yeah, and of course, they're constantly facing lowered expectations for women from both the spies around them and the villain. The villain at one point says, "You got beat by a bunch of girls," right?
Oh.
You know, I mean, so again, it's a formulaic movie. It's a lot of fun if you can just sort of lay some of those expectations aside. They're trying to make this a franchise. There's sort of a suggestion at the end that this is going to be an ongoing thing.
What does the 355, where does that name, the 355, come from?
It's a reference to a spy during the Revolutionary War. We don't know who she was, but she was part of the Culpeper Circle. And again, she's only known as the 355. And so it's an acknowledgement of that we have this long hidden history of women involved in espionage.